Good morning, it's Matt at the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. I've got your outdoor report for the week of November 6th here. Steve Suman put it together for me. Looks like this week's going to be wet and windy. We're going to have highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. Nighttime lows down in the upper 20s, maybe low 30s. We did have a little rain early this week, but it looks like that's behind us for the foreseeable future as of Wednesday. This Saturday, November 11th, is Veterans Day. Make sure you thank veterans for their service. The DNR is seeking hunters to participate in this year's Deer Hunter Wildlife Survey, in which hunters report the animals that they see while they're deer hunting. Past efforts provided researchers with valuable information for managing many wildlife species. The survey period's open through January 7th. It doesn't require any registration. You can submit your observations with a smartphone, a computer, or through the mail. If you'd like more information, search Deer Hunter Wildlife Survey on the DNR website. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is inviting the public to its club meeting on Tuesday, November 14th at Flat Creek Lodge. Admission is free. This is a general business and planning meeting. It starts at 7 p.m. They will review the 2023 tournament, discuss projects for the next year, and elect officers for 2024. Anybody interested in becoming a Muskies, Inc. member can purchase a half-price membership at this meeting. If you'd like more information, call Mike Person. His number is 715-634-4543. All right, let's get right to the fishing report. While the open water fishing season is winding down, it's not over quite yet. I know the conditions right now aren't for everybody, but this is the time to catch some big fish. Water temperatures are dropping, though, so keep safety uppermost in your mind. The musky fishing is good to very good. Anglers are going to have the lakes almost to themselves. Depending on the lake, fish are shallow to deep. They're holding near green weeds, weed edges, break lines, and points. Musky suckers on quick strike rigs are the bait of choice, with jigging big plastics often drawing fish into a live sucker. Trolling anglers report success with big crankbaits, such as matlocks, headlocks, and similar baits. The walleye fishing's fair, but challenging. Fish are scattered from very shallow weeds and weed lines to deep holes, depending on the lake. Look for bait fish and panfish, but do so quietly. Walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs, drop shot rigs or slip bobbers, jerk baits, and jigging wraps can all catch walleye. The northern pike action's good, but it has slowed a little bit. Look for them on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, points, flats, mid-lake structure, and near baitfish and panfish. Large sucker minnows under slip bobbers or on drop shot rigs, and spinners, spinner baits, spoons, minnow baits, and jerk baits will all interest pike. Largemouth bass anglers are either not fishing or they're keeping their secrets to themselves. This is a great time of year to target smallmouth on mid-depths to deep, hard-bottom areas. Walleye suckers, large minnows, and plastics on drop shot and Ned rigs are working, as are crankbaits, jerkbaits, and glide baits. Crappies are scattered from shallow weed lines out to deep basins, maybe as much as 30 feet. Fishing is good to very good once you find them. If you can stay with them, they are on the move. Crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs or plain hooks fished under slip bobbers are all effective offerings for crappie. Bluegill and perch fishing's good around shallow weeds, but also for fish holding on deeper cribs and flats. Waxies, spikes, worms, minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops fished under slip bobbers work exceptionally well. Here are some events you should keep in mind. Raccoon hunting and trapping for non-residents is open. It opened on October 28th. On November 4th, these seasons opened for us in the North Zone, beaver trapping and otter hunting and trapping. Daylight saving time ended Sunday, dark and early, so I hope you've changed all your clocks back an hour. Veterans Day, again, that's coming up this Saturday. Hayward Rod and Gun Club is holding their rifle sight-in days, November 11th through the 17th. And that's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at their place out on Highway B. Cost is $6 a gun. If you'd like any more details, give them a call at 715-634-4912. Crow season closes on November 16th. Turkey season closes in zones 6 and 7 on the 17th. 9-day gun deer season opens on the 18th and runs through the 26th. Turkey season opens in zones 1 through 5 on November 18th and runs through January 7th. Duck season closes in the North Zone on November 21st. Thanksgiving Day is coming up. It's on November 23rd, full moon on November 26th. Muzzleloader season runs from November 27th through December 6th. Mourning dove season closes on November 29th, and the walleye season closes on the Chippewa Flowage and the Chippewa River downstream to the Arpin Dam on November 30th. If you'd like any more information on what's going on in our area, you can go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and see the calendar of events. It's breathtaking. Speaking of breathtaking, if you have a question, call the lovely Kitty at 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce or 715-634-4801. We'll get you me at Hayward Lakes. Have a good week. Talk to you next Thursday.